apparently the first depot was your factory, and all the things will have to be delivered around the shore to the south, right to the tip of James Bay. And it was this road that this man used to take, make several voyages to Fort Severn from York Factory and down to the James Bay, right down to the tip of Moosonee. And the distance between about 800 miles, maybe so. And the danger lies in the middle, halfway through, right at the Cape Henrietta Maria. It was the most dangerous place for these sailors at that time, because the peninsula is so far out into the bay, and it can be very deceiving if you see the land barely towards to your right or your left. One would think it's safe to sail around, but it's not. Many times they have found that they nearly collided into the bottom because of the shallow waters and protruding the limestone rocks, and that was very dangerous. So therefore, this man who had begun to be aware of the danger, he had a custom of avoiding it and sailing away out there into the peninsula, past Whale, perhaps 15 miles out, to make sure that he doesn't hit anything. And it was said several times that he sailed from York Factory directly to Moosonee without stopping, and regardless of the wind, no matter how strong the wind was, he would sail. And the safer he wants to be, the farther out into the shore of the bay he sails. You know, in the daytime, no problem, because he know how far out he should be. It was at least once that people have talked about him that they were so amazed about his ability and courage that no one else would have tried to do what he did. What he did was, at one point, when he was sailing nicely around the southwest coast of Hudson Bay, when he comes near to the Cape Henrietta Maria, it so happened the high tide was coming, and it was one of those days that the high tide would occur when there's a full moon. And usually at that time in September, when that happens, the north wind will be very strong, and which also brings the water very, very high, and also the pulling of the moon. And it was this one time that he encountered such a sudden storm, just as about when he was about another 35 miles to the tip of Cape Henrietta Maria. And in one way the people used to do, the sailors used to do, was to turn back and either go back to Winnisk, to shelter themselves there in the river, or to go into one of those smaller creek that are located between Cape Henrietta Maria and Winnisk. There is a shelter there that they could go back in and wait out the storm. But this man, through his knowledge about the situation, he knew he will have problems to try to find shelter, and it was late in the evening. It was already getting dark, so he told his deckhands that he says it's too dangerous to try to find a shelter into the shore. The wind is so strong, and the safest way to be is out there in the bay where there is a rolling waves are not breaking. And then he said he decided that he should go around the cape without condition, rather than stay there. At